Matthew, divisional games mean so much, right? Mm-hmm. You guys have managed to get back-to-back ones. How have you changed your fortunes against the division? How good have you been against the division in your mind?
Yeah, I don't know if we've changed anything. We just played a better game. Got off a good start. We kind of laid off a bit in the second last game. But yeah, our last two games were the way we want to play, and we showed it up, and we won two games.
Everybody knows this club can score a goal. Is there any sense of relief at all in the room that you guys were able to put 12 in here in your last couple combined?
Yeah, it was nice, especially like we've kind of struggled scoring goals for a few games. But it was never a concern for us. We know we can score a goal. We kind of focus on the defensive side of the game a lot lately. And, you know, we feel like we improved that. And to be able to score 12 in the last two games was just nice for the boys to get rewarded.
You guys went 9-1 against Minnesota last year, playoffs and regular season, something like that. Yet they got you this year so far. Yeah. Have they stepped it up? Or?
They play well. They play a good defensive game. I think the first game in Mini, we kind of blew it. We were up, and then they tied it up and scored a late goal to win. No, I think it's always like against Mini, tight, not much room out there. They play well. So, yeah, they've got the best of us the last two games. Hopefully we can take this one back tomorrow.
Do you guys have a goal standings wise, like top of the division, top of the conference? Is that important?
I think we just want to make the playoffs. Really doesn't matter once you get in. Obviously being on the top is nice. You get home ice once you get to the playoffs, but a goal, I wouldn't say it's a goal. A goal is just to make the playoffs.
You've been with them for a while now. What works so well for Lowry and Tanev and yourself, and
yeah,
maybe just how dominant Adam's been here,
yes,
as of late?
Yeah, I mean, he's a huge part of that line, really. He wins face-off for us, so we often start with it. And we forecheck really hard. Tanny is one of the hardest forechecking guy on our team, and I like to get on the forecheck. So we create a lot just off that. Most of our chances or our goals are off a puck dump in. We rarely score off the rush. We did last night. It was one first in a while, but other than that, our goals are coming from just hard working down low in the offensive zone and banging in rebounds.
Are you throwing your weight around more
lately? I'm trying to, yeah. I've always kind of played that way, but especially with those two guys that they finish their checks every time, it makes me want to do it too. So as a line, we've been doing that. It's been working.
It's kind of hard on an older, smaller guy, isn't it?
You get used to it. Obviously, sometimes you get bumps and bruises here and there, but it's part of the game, and I enjoy doing it.
Matthew, I think you sort of pride yourself in being able to play with anyone, mm-hmm, at any time, but now with Brandon and Adam, do you feel the level of your play goes up because you're with him for an extended period?
Yeah, maybe a little bit. The fact that I'm playing more minutes, I get more involved in games, that definitely helps. Yeah, I love playing with those two guys. It's a simple game. I have skills, but I always keep my game pretty simple. So it's nice that we play two guys that kind of play the same way.
Last year, you guys went on a real streak or two, I think eight wins in a row, and you haven't really done that yet this year. Mm-hmm. Do you sense it coming and hope it's coming?
Yeah, we always like to get on the run. We've had some good stretches this year where we didn't win eight in a row, but consistently winning more than losing, obviously. So it's not for us to go and win 10 games in a row. We just want to put good games together and win more games than we lose, really.